Sacramento Kings owner. His name is Stephen Clark. Nope. No. Whoops, I screwed this one up already.
On 1340 WKGN.
Kings owner Vivek Ranadive did something unconventional. He addressed a depleted crowd, acknowledging the people's right to protest. I'm moving on from this one. Let's.
Hour three kicking off here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Let's hit some hour three headlines. What do you got for us, Cody Mack?
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
The Vols are rocking the classic uniforms this weekend.
Okay.
Orange tops, white bottoms, and white helmets. Just the way it ought to be. None of these crazy alternate uniforms, these crazy color schemes in gray and black and yellow and blue and purple. Orange and white. I like it. A business-like approach.
Yeah, I am happy we're not doing the alternates, right? Like, I do like that we are going to just see the orange and white. 2016, the smoky grays were fine, but, you know, a lot of my friends have said it, and I agree. It does kind of stink to look back on the highlights years later, right, and see the smoky grays. I kind of want to see orange and white.
Yeah, and just how many gimmicks do you need? Like,
well, I don't even care about the gimmicks, whatever. Like, but, like, the fans want to see orange and white. It's checkerboard. Like, to me, it'd be dumb to have the checker and the orange and white. Or, excuse me, the checker and the smoky gray. Like, I'd like for the jerseys to match with what we're doing.
Sure.
Either way.
Okay. Gators linebacker Amari Burney says, "We're going to have a very good game plan for Hendon Hooker. I can't give away too much," he told reporters.
I imagine it's going to be a lot of falling down and grabbing their ankles.
Probably.
"We're cramping. Oh, legs, come get us." I imagine that's what the game plan is.
LSU has been placed on probation for recruiting violations.
This the NCAA, is from the Will Wade days.
The NCAA placed LSU's football program on 1 year of probation and issued a 3-year show cause against a former assistant coach who, it says, admitted to a meeting with a prospect and gave him team gear during a COVID recruiting dead period.
Oh, so...
The Tigers said they fired O-line coach James Craig for cause in June 21 after he admitted to violating NCAA rules. I don't know what happened.
Did they say anything about Will Wade?
No, this is football, LSU football.
Oh, okay.
NCAA put them on 1 year of probation, and they gave a 3-year show cause to that O-line coach. Boring. Mike Gundy's infamous "I'm a man" rant has turned 15 today. 15 years ago he did that rant.
I'm much more into the 15-year-old video that I saw surface from the Georgia-Alabama game on the same day where they're talking about Britney Spears and what's wrong with her right before a walk-off touchdown from Matthew Stafford. Have you watched that video?
I don't think so.
You need to watch that during the break where Mike Patrick, they're getting ready to start the bottom half of the first overtime. He's like, "The real question I have is, what's going on with Britney?"
Oh, yeah.
To which Todd Blackledge is like, "Who?" He's like, "Britney." Britney Spears like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Well, what's going on with her?" He's like, "Is she here?" He's like, "No."
Was it on the air?
Yeah. He's like, "Was she even a football fan?" He's like, "Oh, I'm sure Britney's a football fan." And then like 5 seconds later, Matthew Stafford hits a walk-off touchdown to beat Alabama. You got to watch the video. It's so funny.
I'll check that out. There are only 5 teams in college football that have been booked as a favorite in every game this year and covered. We are one of them.
Is USC on there?
USC is one of them.
Yeah, they've been making me money this year.
Yeah. How about that? Good for you. USC, Pennsylvania State, Minnesota, Washington, and Tennessee. Minnesota! I love that video of Biden.
Yeah.
Every time the Vikings play. Who are the Eagles playing this week? Minnesota!
I like it better when it's about, like, you know, the team's losing or something and, like, who's very bad. Minnesota.
I've never heard anybody say Pennsylvania State out loud, and that sounded so weird.
Yeah.
I never think about it. It is like
kind of weird. Fearsome Hurricane Fiona could be Canada's strongest storm ever.
Wow.
The Canadians bracing for a big old hurricane up there somewhere.
In Canada?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's somewhere near the coast. Not sure where, but more than
that far north now?
More than a million people still without power in Canada. Things you shouldn't do during a thunderstorm. Today's the fall equinox, what you should know.
It is fall. I can't tell. I told you guys at the very beginning. I said, today is the first day of fall. I told you earlier this week that the 22nd was the first day of fall. And you guys were like, I don't think that's true. I don't think so, John. And here we are, first day of fall.
They're saying this could be Canada's version of Hurricane Sandy.
Oh.
I didn't fully realize Canada could have hurricanes.
That's a new development.
It's really? About,
I think so. I don't.
I mean, I know, like, I guess we've had some in New York, right? Like, what was the hurricane that hit New York? Was it
Sandy.
Oh, okay. That's what you just said. Sorry.
Sandy? Okay.
That's when it hit New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it hit New York, too, but, like, it was New Jersey. I just remember Governor Christie, like, kind of thought he might end up as a president because of how he was, like, going to handle Sandy. And
did you see Trump's post about Christie at the – he was at the Roy Rogers?
Yeah, but I don't remember exactly what it was. It was basically calling him fat, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They said Fiona was about 1,200 miles southwest of Halifax this morning. That area is already bracing for a rare and historic impact.
Okay. So, and that's this weekend?
Nova Scotia, about to get blasted, it seems.
Nova Scotia.
You like Canada?
Never been.
The strongest
Me neither.
Hurricane no, ever in Canada was just a Category 2.
I fell in love with a Canadian girl one time at the Bowling Green game.
How did that end?
Us exchanging numbers and her inviting me to Canada and then us losing touch. And I don't really want to go to Toronto to see her, but I never went.
You should take her to a Maple Leafs game.
I don't remember her name or where she's at or how to get in touch with her, but I remember how she made me feel.
Did she speak in a Canadian way?
Not really. And I kept doing the accent, and I don't think she liked it. And so you're Canadian, eh? Oh, what a woman. What a woman she was.
I might have to throw up.
Again? I thought you were getting better.
I was. Now I feel weird.
Okay.
A University of Utah student was arrested Wednesday after she allegedly threatened to detonate a nuclear bomb on campus if the Utes football team lost to San Diego State this weekend.
I do want to meet this girl.
Do we have a picture of her? Did she get arrested? Have we seen her mugshot?
She does seem a little bit crazy.
Yeah, she seems like my
type.
Let's
see. Utah student bomb.
What a big win this has been so far for Apple. Have you guys seen this? Apple does some MLB games, right? Apple has been showing like some Friday primetime Major League Baseball games. Well, this Friday, guess who they have, Cody?
Dodgers?
No.
Yankees?
The Yankees. And what's currently going on right now? With
hurricane.
The Yankees? With the Yankees? Well, I guess it's sort of a hurricane, but not really. That's not what I'm going for.
Yankees.
Come on, you can do it.
They're winning again.
Okay, and?
Aaron Judge is hitting homers.
Yep, and?
He's about to hit the number. Exactly. Roger Maris is.
And it might be on Apple TV where nobody can watch it. So the Yankees are desperately trying to make a trade.
Actually, I can watch it.
They're desperately trying to make a trade with Apple to get Friday's game on Yes, but so far MLB and Apple have said no.
We have Apple TV at the bar. If anybody wants to come to the bar. When is this, Friday?
Yep.
Ooh, so we could show it during the everything else going on Friday. We could put the Yankees on the Apple TV.
I don't know if people are going to want to show out just to see that happen, but maybe.
Maybe. I hope I feel better tomorrow. How about this Utah student?
Are you
going
to keep whining? Like, can you just not drink anymore? Like, it's 2 o'clock. You don't get to whine about a hangover at 2 o'clock. All right? it's cute when you come in at 11:30, like, oh, oh.
I'm not trying to be cute. I'm just telling you I'm struggling to read the news.
Sunglasses and Advil. Last night was mad real, and now here you are at 2 o'clock.
I don't want to drink anymore, honestly.
Okay,
but
then
it's
don't.
Just a thing. I can't not.
Just say no.
What else do you – that? What do sober people do, like, when
families.
There's a big
– They have families and kids.
Because I do wonder about that. Because I love the idea of just these people that say, I've been sober for 11 years, haven't had a drop. And, like, that's cool to me, but
you're,
I don't know
sound,
how they –
You sound like you have a problem right now.
No, I'm just
– No, you sound like you have a problem right now.
I don't have a problem. I have a binge drinking problem. I can go 6 months without drinking.
That's
it's just
what you keep saying, but you couldn't go a week without it.
And I know
you
it's going to happen again
drink.
Saturday, but it's yeah. because it's an event. But my question is, why is our American culture based around everyone drinking together for events?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Because we're all socially awkward.
Do you think that's it? Like, it's.
I don't really like hanging out in big crowds when I'm sober, but you give me a drink and a half, and I'm the laugh of the party.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that reflective of just like we don't connect as people? Or
yeah, maybe that's it.
Because I don't like...
Is it your anxiety?
I don't have fun if I'm not drinking.
Cody needs anxiety. He needs a drink to get his anxiety to go down.
Attacking mental health again today?
I'm too nervous to be with people.
Ooh.
Why does Utah have a nuclear reactor on campus?
It says it's not, like, active, right? Or is it loaded? I don't know what the hell it is.
Is
I'm
it loaded?
I'm not a bomb guy.
It's like
know.
A shotgun.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a bomb guy.
Oh, no. I accidentally set off the nuclear reactor.
Oh, oops.
Ooh, everyone's dying.
Being a silly goose. Ooh, oh, no.
I'm sorry.
I can't find this girl's name. I need her name, and I can find who she is.
Yeah, I looked her up on the, and it's just all pictures of, like, Utah's football field. Nobody has a picture of her.
So she hasn't been arrested?
She was arrested.
Where's her mugshot? She's got to be at least 18. They said she's 21, right?
She's 21.
Yeah.
Where's the mugshot?
What do I Google?
Is this going to be a mugshotty?
Mugshots.com.
Have we checked mugshotties? She might
Lake
be on
County
that.
Jail.
I'll retweet it if she pops up. She's going to be hotter if it's like made a terrorist threat.
Yeah. I'm into this girl regardless.
Well, send us to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. I just went and tried to console Cody to see why he was hurting. Tried talking to him and telling him everything was going to be okay, and I rubbed his back, if you're watching the Periscope, and it was just so moist. Why are you so sweaty back there?
It's a lot of toxins, I think, coming out.
Oh, my
God. Sweating out those toxins.
What is wrong with you?
I don't.
How hard did you go last night?
I might be dying.
What time did you go to sleep last night?
I mean, we closed the place down. And then, I don't know, I think I went to Waffle House. I don't know.
You're too old to be acting this way.
I know. I agree. I need a wife.
Please marry me.
Don't I seem like someone
keep you in line?
Who would attract a wife in this condition?
I'm sure you could talk one of those Waffle House waitresses into giving you a chance.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. They've got a lot of drama of their own going on.
All fan-run callers and special guests, we don't take any of those, up here via the Big Orange Phillies phone lines, pool, darts, karaoke, and live music on weekends. Check out the full menu at BigOrangePhillies.com, BigOrangePhillies.com. Big Orange Phillies is located at 6625 Maynardville Pike in Halls. I don't want to talk at all about the Browns. Steelers game. Like, it's a bad game. This is not one worth like seeking out on Amazon Prime. Like, I was all in last week's game, Mahomes, Herberts, wanted to see what that one was going to be like. I didn't change the channel, you know, because when you put it on the TV, it's impossible to keep going in and out of apps. Yeah. So I just watched it the whole time. This one, I think I will not be watching. I will be watching Big Brother and Atlanta. Maybe an episode of The Boys, which I guess is on Amazon Prime. But I got other stuff I got to do. I can't be sitting there locked in, watching the commercials, listening to Kirk and Al tonight. I don't think I got it in me.
You got to watch.
the
game. You've
got so many people worried about you right now.
Who?
Just saying you have a problem.
I'm trying to talk sports.
I was taking care of him last night.
Who says I have a problem?
That, to me, is a alarming in itself, Cam, if you're telling me that you're taking care of him. Because I know how you
are. Wait, what? You were taking care of me?
No, I wasn't taking care of him. I was just there. I was there for moral support.
I don't have a problem.
Well, the first step is admitting you do, so.
I don't. I have maybe a binge drink problem, but
that's a problem.
I don't have a drinking problem though. I don't drink every day. I don't drink most
that's
days.
Sad. Let's just keep. Let's,
yeah,
let's move
people
on.
Don't
people
do
are
that.
Gonna be like, what
who's
that?
Saying? Tell me what they're saying. I want to know what they're saying.
Okay.
Tell me what they said.
All right, I'll read it to you. Hold on, verbatim. It definitely sounds like Cody has a damn problem.
Who said that?
I'm not telling you who. I'm just telling you what was said. You didn't say who said it. You said what they say.
Why are they so aggressive? A damn problem. Well, he's got a damn problem.
Because it's not cute. It was cute when you were 26.
I'm not trying to be cute.
But now you're just got people worried.
You think I'm trying to be cute? I'm not trying to be cute. I feel bad, and I have to be honest on the air.
I got another
about
text,
how I feel.
I got another text saying I'm Michael Jordan. You're Dennis Rodman. Excuse me. No, that's not what it said. It said, I'm Phil Jackson. I'm Phil Jackson, and you're Dennis Rodman. It's even worse. I'm Phil Jackson, and you're Dennis Rodman.
What does that mean?
Well, it means you're problematic.
But I'm not. I'm more like Pippen. And you're more like MJ. It's more one of those kind of things, I think. I have to be Dennis Rodman?
I wasn't the one who said it.
I don't want to be Dennis Rodman. I don't even like dictators. I'm trying to get through this show. I thought we had a good second hour.
We're almost there.
I was struggling reading the news this hour because the news sucked. Had the news been better, I would have been better. Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to point that out. And I'm not trying to be cute. I'm trying to I just want to be honest with people about how I feel. So if the news doesn't sound good and if I don't sound good, they know why.
Do you care at all about tonight's game between the Browns and Steelers?
Yeah, I was getting ready to talk about
Let's
it before
it.
You attacked me again and
okay,
said
I'm
I had
sorry.
A problem.
I read tweets. When I get feedback from the show, it's my job as a host to give it to the airwaves. It makes people feel connected to the show and to us.
Does it? Why don't you read some of the praise we got last night? Those I like those better.
Yeah, those are good. Those weren't during the show, though.
Someone said we're the greatest radio show in the world.
Yeah. We had another one that said we're... Was it the best damn show or something similar to
I
want to
get some merch going.
We also Let's, got...
I need money.
Magalisa said, no, we suck. She said, no, sorry.
Tina, Go Big Orange MAGA.
Yeah.
She does not like us. Probably because of you, I would guess.
If she's got MAGA in her name,
your liberal
probably,
takes.
Yeah, probably because of me.
You're kind of... Well, we're all... Yeah, like, we're all probably getting it at times, but you two are definitely more of the snowflakes. Like, you left the show over your snowflake take.
She probably gets tired of your liberal agenda being pushed.
I don't have a liberal agenda.
Your woke liberalism you push on this show.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't have sex with you.
Oh, my stomach.
Don't have sex with your subordinate. Ime Udoka.
That's pretty liberal of you.
Yeah. It was definitely a joke. Like that at the bar yesterday. I think that was part of it.
Okay, here we go. We got some more feedback for you. Gate of All says, well... It's not. It's GATA all caps. Surely it's not Gate of Vols. Surely it's not Gate.
Get after that ass, Vol.
Get after that ass, Vol. Says he appreciates your candor.
My candor
instead of some fake bubbly smiling crap, and they love the show. So he appreciates that you are
honest,
keeping everyone in the loop with how terrible.
I try
you
to
today.
Be as honest as I can.
Yeah,
I try. Can't always do it because there is some filter you have to have on the radio.
Sure.
I can't say my favorite words on the radio.
Sure.
Such as
chocolate.
The C word. What? Chocolate.
Chocolate, yeah.
Chocolate, what do
your
mean?
Your favorite words. C, chocolate.
I don't know what you mean.
You seem like you're really down bad.
I'm fine.
This upcoming, you quit squirming.
My stomach is rolling.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It hurts.
You seem down bad.
I have pain in my rectum.
It's Florida week.
I feel like Joe Biden when he wakes up every morning.
Why did you do this to me the day before Florida?
Why am I still alive? Tomorrow's going to be great. Tomorrow's going to be one of the greatest shows we've ever done.
Okay.
I always follow up a bad performance with a with a great performance.
You don't lose two in a row. Do you have your Friday segment planned?
Which, what do you mean?
You said you were creating a new Friday segment a week and a half ago.
Is that supposed to debut this week?
Yeah, I said be ready for Florida week.
Yeah, I got one. It's going to be eating 200 nuggets on the air. That's my new Friday segment.
Just every Friday?
Maybe we should save that until the bye week, probably.
He did say that gotta is get after their asses, so.
Well, yeah, I knew that.
Okay, well, okay.
I knew that.
Nailed it.
I want to get merch going.
What kind of merch?
I want to make shirts about the show.
I have the Talk Sports shirts. You don't remember the Talk Sports shirts? Good to be here. Good to be here.
Yeah, what happened to them?
We sold them all.
Well, should we sell more? I want to get one that says the world's greatest radio show. And then at the bottom, .. in Tennessee.
From 12 to 3.
Yeah. Like, but in very small print. Yeah. It mainly says the world's greatest radio show. And then it's.
Maybe we just take. I mean, we can. I think legally. I mean, like, I don't know if you could tell, like, you know, position yourself as the greatest or whatever. I know, like, in certain industries, you can't. Like, real estate agents can't say that type of stuff because, like, you know, other people get mad. Like, prove it. Prove that you're the greatest realtor. So you can't do stuff like that. But if we take a quote from somebody, which we have some quotes calling us the greatest, and just put that quote on there, and then, like, you'll, in real small letters, put, like, who said it, then, like,
you know, I just want to put, I want the shirt to say the world's greatest radio show.
Okay.
Because if we bill ourselves as that, it's not always about being the best.
Well,
you have
people to
market.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, that's what Trump did with, like, his buildings and stuff.
Mm. I used to do that all the time, say we're the greatest radio show on the air from 10, you know, 10 to 1 or 12 to 3. Yeah, I mean, I used to do that.
You have to be a good marketer. We don't market enough. It doesn't matter if we're actually not the best.
Okay, well, let's
market. We just tell everyone we're the best.
Saturday morning, come by the tailgate. We'll paint you up with a walking billboard.
I don't know I'll still be alive.
You'll go shirtless, and on your back we'll put the world's greatest radio show, and on the front we'll put Talk Sports.
I can't do the shirtless fat guy thing. I can't do that because I look too gross.
We gotta market ourselves.
I look too gross.
We gotta market ourselves.
No, I'm too fat to do it. Like, if you're
sandwich boards, can I put sandwich boards around you?
You can be the funny fat guy if you're like 300 pounds, but I got like another 50 on me that makes me like I have the sag belly. It's like nobody wants that. I can't be shirtless guy.
What are this or that topics today?
Oh yes.
Oh God, that's gonna kill me. Oh, boy.
All right. Well, apparently, I guess I wrote these last week. All right. I guess this was right after that guy got beat up by that kid in the football game, because I have, would you rather be beat up by a Chick-fil-A employee or a kid in the football game?
Okay.
Who
would you rather beat you up?
Yeah. Because we had the Chick-fil-A guy stop the abduction. And then we had that one, like, 13-year-old or 15-year-old beat up that frat
guy. The Clemson guy?
Yeah.
So which one would you rather get
beaten up by a teenager?
To?
By what? A 15-year-old, 14-year-old? Let's just say a 14-year-old.
Yeah. I got better color, blue or red.
Okay.
What the hell?
They're wearing opposite color shirts, too, so this is perfect.
Oh, I'm wearing blue and he's wearing red.
Yeah. Oh, how about this?
What are the
odds? Which ones will argue?
I feel like Cam maybe just came up with that.
No, it's written down.
Were you lacking a topic?
I don't know what I was doing last week. And then who's going to win tonight, Browns or Steelers?
Okay. We'll play some this or that coming up after the break.
Kraft Axe Throwing is Knoxville's premier entertainment.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. This.
This.
Come on. All right. Who's ready to play some this or that?
I'm ready to play some this or that. Might be the week you win.
I won last week, didn't I?
No, I don't think we played last week. Or you might.
We didn't play last week.
You won the last time we played, though, actually. You got an easy point. I gave you an easy point. But, yeah, go ahead. Let's play. What's the topic, Cam?
All right. First, let me guess.
Are you still hungover too? What the hell is going on?
No, I'm good. I'm built for this. First one we got was rather get beat up by the Chick-fil-A kid or the 15-year-old football game kid.
I would rather get beat up by the Chick-fil-A employee because I would feel that it was their pleasure in doing it, in beating me up, and it wouldn't come from a bad place. Whereas, you know, in the football game, that was a drunk fight. The guy was drunk. He was making an ass of himself. You know, at least I could have some dignity at the end of the day if I got beat up by a Chick-fil-A employee. And they would probably be nicer about it.
There's a chance if you get beat up by a 15-year-old that the world's not going to know they're 15. Some of these kids these days look old. You know, like if you've seen some of these 15-year-old football players or fighters, look kind of old. If somebody's working at Chick-fil-A, you're going to know they work at Chick-fil-A, right? You're going to know that they're well-mannered, good people. So you, I would actually feel worse getting beat up by them because you had to do something really bad to make them mad. I'd rather get in a drunk fight at the football game rather than do something so bad that the Chick-fil-A guy gets mad at me. But at the same time, let's face it, Chick-fil-A employees, no offense if you're listening, kind of soft. That comes a part of it. You have to be approachable. Most of the guys I see working there are younger. They might even be 15 years old. The other people there are women. Don't see a lot of tough guys walking around that I would be scared of at Chick-fil-A. There's some 15-year-olds that if you catch them on the wrong day, like, you could catch an L.
Here's another thing.
I'm not done.
If you
go ahead. What do you got?
Here's another. Cam, here's my point. If you get beat up at the game, it's going to ruin your game day experience. And
It's not just at a game, though. It's just whether would you get beat up by a Chick-fil-A employee or someone who is 15 years old.
It says a kid at a football game.
He said 15-year-old. Is that to be at a
you
football game?
You said kid at a football game.
Well, we're talking about that kid that was at a football
game. You're in that scenario.
Imagine you get your ass beat by a Chick-fil-A employee on Sunday and he tells you the store might be closed on Sunday, but these hands are always available. Imagine he tells you that.
The thing is,
imagine he whips your ass and says, my pleasure.
Can I talk? If you get beat up, though, by the Chick-fil-A employee, at least you can get some ice cream and some chicken to heal your wounds. You know what I mean? You can eat to make the pain go away. You can feel better then.
No.
If you get beat up at the football game, you paid a big ticket for that. More people are going to see it.
You're not even arguing the right
thing.
Cam
said it was at the football game.
He's talking about the 15-year-old was the inspiration.
More people are going to see it.
Here's what it comes down to. Again, the Chick-fil-A guy can have better taunts because, again, these hands are open on Sunday, and it's my pleasure. But also, if I get beat up by a 15-year-old Cam, you know what I'm going to tell everybody? He was underage. I couldn't fight him. That's all you got to say, literally.
I want ice cream after I get beat up. And
I bet you
at
do.
Chick-fil-A,
tons of fun.
You can get a peach milkshake after your beating. It's not funny to make fun of someone because of their physical appearance, especially when they can't control. Some things are genetic. Oh, the pain. Cam, what do you think? Would you like to have ice cream after you get beat up?
I feel like. If you get beat up at Chick-fil-A, they're not going to sell you ice cream.
Something's going really wrong. They want you off premises.
You got to go around the drive-thru.
What is wrong with you?
There's a pain in my rectum. I told you this an hour ago, and it's the same pain. I have an air buildup that needs to be released.
Just let it go.
Oh, no.
I can't. I don't know that I can let it go. I don't know.
Do I need to start poking you on the stomach?
I'm not trying to make a mess in the chair here, although the chair has been through about enough anyway.
All right, point John.
It'll be the final coffin. Okay, so you don't like ice cream when you – what's next topic?
All right, blue or red?
Just in general?
Yeah.
Give me blue. The podcast meter is blue. Bangs are blue. The sky is blue. When I was a kid, I liked
Does
Blue's
every
Clues.
Shade of blue, or is it just blue?
Blues are
I'll
the best kind
of
music.
Every shade. But that means shades of red.
The best kind of music is the blues. That's what all good music comes out of. You don't ever hear anybody talking about the reds in music. Do they? No, they talk about the blues.
Having the blues are bad, though. Imagine you have the blues. That means you're sad. No one talks about having the Reds, do they?
Created a lot of good music.
No, they don't.
Created a lot of good music. Red represents hell. Is that what you want to be associated with? Hell? Satan?
Seems like they have more fun down there, don't they? I'd rather be partying in hell with Satan.
Who am I, Aaron Lewis now?
Sounds like something you would say.
Red represents the devil. Red represents fire. Nobody
fire
likes
emoji.
Fires.
What if I send you a picture of a selfie and I'm filming myself, Cam, and you sent me a fire emoji? I'd feel pretty good about that, though, right?
Do you feel pretty good when
you
see
something blue? What the hell would that be?
Do you feel
nothing good?
Do you feel pretty good when you see a big red fire truck zooming by, going to some fire because some poor old lady's stuck in her house and she's burning to death?
I will say,
does that make you feel good?
I will say I feel better about the fire truck speeding by than I do police sirens when I see the blue coming, because who knows what's going to end up happening.
Those are red too. Many times they're red and blue.
Well, yeah, but you think of the blue lights when they hit the wheel, it's always blue. It's always blue unless they're doing like an emergency thing. But if they're pulling you over,
the best show when you're
say it's blue and red lights. They say it's blue lights.
When you were,
you never know what's going to happen there. So the firemen, I do back the firemen. I'm a big fan of firemen.
When you were a kid, the best show was Blue's Clues.
Actually, that's not true.
There Clifford, was no the big, Red's Clues.
Clifford the Big Red Dog was much cooler than Blue's Clues. Grow up, bro.
Clifford the Big Red Dog was a half-wit.
Clifford would whip Blue's ass so badly it wouldn't even be funny. There's a reason they had to introduce another dog that was pink, bro.
Clifford was a,
Blue wouldn't get the job done.
Clifford was a pedophile. Blue's Clues was a tremendous show, and it was good for everyone.
There's no way you're trying to sit here and tell me Blue's Clues was better than Clifford.
It was.
He was a big red dog, bro. He was so big.
He was a creep. He was a creep. No dog should be that big. No dog should ever grow to that size.
You should consider.
There was something wrong with him. He had a pituitary issue.
Now we're putting down people.
He was Andre the Giant of dogs.
Can you tell me what literally just happened so you shouldn't make fun of people's size? Because sometimes it's hereditary and they can't control it. Clifford didn't want to be that big, but he handled it, and he owned it, and he was an icon.
He was a freak. He was a freak.
You should maybe
dress up. Clifford was a freak.
You should maybe dress up like Clifford for Halloween. That'd be a good Halloween costume.
He was the Andre the Giant of dogs.
And who didn't love Andre the Giant?
Normal people.
I love
who
Andre
weren't
the Giant.
Freaks.
Blue's Clues. No, get out of here.
The ocean's blue. The ocean's blue.
The ocean
think about what's
too.
Great about the ocean.
It's so scary. It's the scariest place in the world.
No, hell is the scariest place in the world.
The ocean is.
Your big red inferno.
You know what you get in hell. You don't know what you get in the ocean.
What's the primary color of your favorite NFL team? Blue. It's not just one blue, it's two tones of blue.
Yeah, and they suck right now, so I wouldn't be caught dead in those jerseys. How about the Chiefs? How
never
about
see
Bucks?
You wearing
how about Tom Brady in the red? How about
oh,
the
yeah,
Bloods?
He's notorious for loving Tom
how
Brady.
How about the Bloods versus the Crips, bro? How about that? Throw up your hood. You made the blood sign. That's red. They're red. He made a blood
sign. I don't know
he
the Crips
sign. Exactly.
I don't
there's
know the
point.
Crips
there's
sign.
There's my point. You don't
can
know
we
it.
Not bring gang violence into this show?
I got a good point, John, here.
Thank God. I did not want to argue for the Steelers winning tonight.
I hope we don't get canceled for throwing up blood signs on camera.
Nobody could see it. It was in front of the screen.
Yeah.
Are you impressed that I know how to do that, though? I learned that when I was a kid.
Try it again, because I didn't see it.
B, L, and then you put the O's together, and you have your D.
No, you got to do it. You got to flip it over. It's like this.
No, this is how you do it. Can't you read it?
Yeah, but I swear when I've seen it, it's been like the other, like you have to put your hands across.
Well, you don't have street cred like I do.
Yours does not look cool at all when you do it, just for the record.
Because my fingers are so fat? Is that what you were going to say?
That's what I was getting at.
Because I got these big, meaty chicken tender fingers?
That's not what I was getting at.
Clifford was a freak.
Blue was a loser.
But you had other, you had a human.
You had to have so many other characters of Blue's Clues to make it work.
Paprika, remember Paprika? Oh God! 18 minutes.
This is actually pathetic. It went from being like a bit and funny to now I'm embarrassed to be sitting here.
Cody,
next to you.
Last time I drank with Cody, I was the one out for the count.
It's not the drinking.
Whatever the hell's going on with you.
It's not a hangover. It's not even. That's not even it. I just have to use the bathroom.
Whatever's happening to you is sad.
I just have to use the bathroom. That's all it is.
It's just a coincidence that happened today.
I feel
after
fine.
A night out drinking.
I feel fine. Other than
you
that,
you feel fine.
I feel fine, other than I just have this pressure building up.
What a disaster. Can't believe you did this to me on Florida Week.
My anus.
Cody has sounded like Al Pacino for an hour, is what someone has written.
What?
You've sounded like Al Pacino, just, oh, good. You had a great ass. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Let's do a little housekeeping here. A reminder from 3 to 6 coming up here at the top of the hour. Russell Smith will be at Hound Dogs over off of Cedar Bluff on Kingston Pike, getting you geared up.
Ooh.
That Hound Dog's gotten a lot sadder.
He got hit by a truck.
We need to put
truck.
That one down.
Yeah, that Hound Dog's gotten a lot sadder.
He's about to be euthanized.
Go by. If you're in the orange section, pick up some orange. If you're in the white section, pick up some white. Tomorrow night, we'll be hanging out at Hops at Hollers. Christopher Gabriel, friend of the drive, will be in town, wants to meet some people, so come see Cody. Hopefully he's recovered by then.
I'll be pouring beers.
The more you tip him, the better chances it is that he can go to the Tennessee-Florida game.
Especially because he doesn't right. tip.
No. That's right. Yeah, and I believe in tipping bartenders no matter what.
I would say this feeling you have today is karma just coming back around.
Maybe. Might have something to do with it. But, yeah, come to Hops tomorrow. I'll be pouring beers. Russell will be there. More importantly, Christopher Gabriel will be there. And then also the Overtime guys. They are doing a show.
The Overtime guys are doing a show.
They're doing a show.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, I talked to Jake yesterday.
All right, Jake.
Him and the others are doing their show there.
Okay, so Overtime will be there from 6 to 8. And then, of course, Tennessee Tailgate will be kicking off 11 to 1 here.
I think Lowe will be there.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Okay. Well, Lowe and Jake.
I'm not sure who else is doing the show with Jake. It might just be
them.
Might
be Jake and Lowe. And then, we're going to have Logan here producing. So
Logan?
Yeah.
From
Quinn.
Oh, the Crumble Cookies guy?
Well, he's more than that.
Well, it's hard for me not to think of him synonymously
you see, now
with
you just think of the Crumble Cookies.
The
yeah.
Crumble Cookies.
All right, there's some housekeeping. Let's do some last call. Cam, you got a story for Pump the Brakes?
Yeah. Kale does this to unborn babies.
Kale does this to unborn babies. Roll, don't have babies. Okay.
No! Like God, Kale. Please, no! No!
Babies. Could not care less. Respect the game, please.
Oh. All right. Oh, we already did the student arrested.
Oh, more stories.
You all right?
You could argue that Cam's performance is now worse than mine, just per capita, per...
per words having to speak?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that neither one of you guys are good today.
I actually think this show was good. This is the kind of show I like.
This wasn't the good chaotic.
Just a bunch of jabbing and... Bunch of jabbing and...
This is just you being a little baby.
I wasn't whining today.
All you've done the last hour is whine.
You make it seem that way.
That's part of my job.
Right. You have to
Mariah
pick me
Carey.
Apart.
All right. Mariah Carey, what has she got going on? Right.
You're going to feel bad if this kills me.
Yeah, I am. I will feel bad if you die. More so because of the inconvenience of me having to replace you.
Again.
Yeah, like
yet again.
Again. So I'll feel real bad. It'll inconvenience my weekend a lot if you die. So let's keep it sit between the lines.
If I died, would that make? Could you still enjoy the Florida win? Do you think it would still be a great day?
You know, I got a lot of build up for this game, and I got like 100 people that's going to be coming through the tailgate. So I'll do my best to carry on.
Would you cancel the tailgate?
No, come
you'd
on.
Still have the tailgate even
I would,
if I died
in your honor.
We would turn into a wake. Yeah, I would simply say, "What would Cody want me to do?" And Cody would say. Party on.
Oh, let's party, John. Let's get drunk, John.
Pour one out for Cody.
I love getting drunk.
I'd pour one out for you. I'd pour one out for you.
Yeah. Who's got the stimulants? Hey, how about a cigarette? I'm a big, dumb idiot.
That's me doing your impression of me.
So, in fact, you're just doing yourself.
No. I'm doing you. That's the impression was of you.
But about you.
I'm cold now. I have chills. I want to leave. I have to go work, too.
It's true. trivia night, too.
I'm going to be so busy. I think I'll be okay once I can get these toxins out.
All right, well, talking about Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Would you want me to sit at the tailgate and party if you died, though? I feel like you would.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'd want everybody to have a good time.
Yeah, and say nice things about you.
I would want you to consider canceling it, though. I would want you to think about it.
I would stop and say, man, it's going to be tough to go on. But I'd be like, no, Cody would want me to. That's
yeah,
what would go on.
That's
my
what
mind.
I would want. Yeah. I would want you to just, oh, well, man, Cody died.
Brief hesitation.
I got to pick up some claws.
No, it would be, there would go in my mind, and I would eventually circle back around and just, you know, end up on Cody would want us to still have a good time.
Because
Cody loved getting drunk.
I don't think I'll die before the tailgate, but you never know.
Hopefully you don't die at the tailgate. That would be worst case scenario.
Yeah,
dude, I've already make been... it very awkward.
So either die before, or can you hold off till Sunday?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Let's hear about Mariah Carey.
Well, Mariah Carey says we should finally hear her secret 1995 grunge album.
Really?
Yeah, apparently...
I think Mariah Carey is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she gets enough respect these days for being so good. Like, I know that she's, like, an icon and everything, but, like...
People do make fun of the whole Christmas defrost Mariah Carey stuff.
Yeah, they make it seem like she's only a Christmas icon. Which, I mean, I guess it could be worse. You know, every year you're guaranteed to be relevant again, but, like... I don't know how many pop songs anybody's done over the last 30 years that's been better than We Belong Together. You know what I mean? That gets me every damn time.
She has a very nice smile.
Shake It Off was good, too.
That's Mariah's best feature, is her smile.
Always Be My Baby. I mean, she's got...
Apparently she was recording this album while she was recording Always Be My Baby.
Yes, I mean, like, yeah, in 95, I don't know if that would have been what you consider her prime, but I feel like it would be. I mean, I feel like that was kind of when she was at the very top, but, like...
She said she had no freedom during that time, just, you know, people wanted hits out of her, and that was how she got her, like, release, was just going and recording this album that she was...
The mid-90s might have been a little bit after the peak of grunge, right? Because, I mean, I feel like the peak of grunge is like 92, 93. So if this was 95, it might be a little bit after that. Is that fair to say? I mean, that's kind of when, like, Nirvana was at its peak, right? It was like 92, 93, 94. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
Somewhere in there.
Maybe 95 is okay.
When did Cobain die? That pretty much ended grunge.
I don't... Did Kurt
Cobain died when? April 5th, 94.
Okay. So, like, yeah, like 93 was kind of, I guess, the peak of it then. That's when I was thinking, 92, 93. But I do wonder, like, because I think Miley sounds good when she does rock songs.
Oh, I love Miley. She's my favorite new artist.
I don't know if I would consider her new.
Well, current,
I mean. She's been around for like 17 years.
Contemporary. She's my favorite current artist.
Okay.
Or one of my favorites. Do you know Mariah Carey's race or her ethnicity? Can you guess her ethnicity?
She's got a little Asian in her.
No.
We'll say something from the islands, maybe.
That's quite offensive.
Is she just white?
Her mother is Irish descent. Her mother's white. Mm-hmm. Her father, African American and Venezuelan.
Okay.
She's got,
I knew there's a little.
She's a little white, a little black, a little Spanish.
You know, I'm kind of surprised that We Belong Together has 100 million more Spotify plays.
Do you think you could marry a Latina woman?
Yeah, I'd love to. All I Want for Christmas Is You has 1.1 billion.
I think it would end bad.
We Belong Together has 400 million. Bop. All I Want for Christmas Is You has 1.1 billion. She still gets 19 million Spotify plays a month, so I guess she gets her flowers. If I was just Mariah, I'd be so sick of just hearing about Beyonce all the time. Beyonce, Beyonce, Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else just got their flowers? The Queen of England.
She finally in the ground?
They finally threw her in there.
Sad day for Cody all around.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, we need to go. Can we make this time go a little bit faster? I don't want to sit here in a minute.
I think my intestines are turning. I think they're wrapped around each other.
Get tied in a knot.
Can you take it easy tonight? Tomorrow's a big day. Today was a big day.
I'm just working tonight. That's all I'm doing.
You were just working last night.
That's what I thought.
Jeez, I never go out on Wednesdays either.
Tomorrow is a big day.
Today was a big day.
And we did well, all things considered.
We overcame the obstacles we put in front of ourselves. I sat down
good news
a
for
rat
the
trap right in front of me, and I sidestepped it. So I had to inconvenience myself a little bit.
I thought you were pretty good today.
Thanks.
You did good.
Thanks. Thanks.
Welcome.
I appreciate the compliment. All right, Cam, take us out. The Drive is up next. Russell Smith, live from Hound Dogs. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.